Democratic presidential debate took place last night. John Bender joins us, political analyst here for WEOL, to give us a little insight. John, did you stay for the whole thing last night?
Yes.
And there was, of course, the from beginning to end, they even took a break in the middle, and there was a point there where they had a chance to get all the people on stage. I guess it's sort of maybe even the first chance to see the other candidates besides...
Yes, I think that will help the voters, that's for sure.
John, when you looked at last night's debate, what should people take away from it?
Well, first of all, I would hope that a lot of people watch the debate. You know, there's nothing better than an informed electorate. In any event, I know I took away that Sanders is really quick on his feet. I mean, Hillary did well, but I think Sanders won the debate. By the way, I hope Webb stays involved in politics. I've always been impressed with him, Senator Webb.
Do you find much of a difference between the candidates?
Well, on most of their views, no. I know I made some notes during the debate, and of course, Sanders keeps indicating that he's a Democrat capitalist, a socialist capitalist, which I think is interesting. But I thought he made some very good points, and of course, his two key points, which I agree with, is the top 10% get, most of the money in this society, and versus a fair share. And then, of course, guns. He's very much against guns, although he admitted that he voted against the Brady Bill five times. So I guess he's reflecting his constituents, but that troubled me personally.
When he talked about his votes on the Brady Bill, he talked about it being a very complex issue, very complex legislation. Is that tough for the electorate to understand?
Well, in this society, we're so gun crazy in the United States, but I think it's hard for people to understand that indeed, while he voted against the Brady Bill five times, I think he's very, very much reflecting his constituency. And of course, he's, supported the pro-gun manufacturing companies. But in any event, I think he covered his backside rather well. And I think he did well. He is so quick and so energetic in any event. And Hillary, I'm for Hillary, but I noticed that she got a lot of cheers when she talked against the NRA.
John, do you see any of these candidates getting that so-called bump after debate number one?
I would think so. I hope that people are watching, but I think there will be a bump. I predict the bump will be on Webb, but I think overall Hillary won, but Sanders won, but Hillary held her own.
There were questions or comments made prior to last night's debate. Would Joe Biden be part of it? Would he enter the fray? What do you think will happen with him?
I wish I knew. I really do, because, first of all, it costs a lot, and it's going to take time to organize a campaign. I've always liked Joe Biden, but, at this point, I think the contest is going to be between Hillary and Sanders.
Well, we appreciate your time and get an insight into the first of the Democratic debates, get a chance to see what's happening with that end of the political spectrum. John, we appreciate your time. John Bender, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.